and whips its way towards Baja, Mexico. Jeff?
Thank you, Mark. Kurdish fighters battle Islamic State in streets of Syrian town by Ryan Lucas and Lefteris Pitarakis of the Associated Press, Dateline Mersitpinar, Turkey. Islamic State fighters, backed by tanks and artillery, pushed into an embattled Syrian town on the border with Turkey on Monday, touching off heavy street battles with the town's Kurdish defenders. Hours after the militants raised two of their Islamic State group's black flags on the outskirts of Kobani, the militants punctured the Kurdish front lines and advanced into the town itself, the local coordination committee's activist collective, and the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said. They're fighting inside the city. Hundreds of civilians have left, said Observatory Director Rami Abdurrahman. The Islamic State controls three neighborhoods on the eastern side of Kobani. They are trying to enter the town from the southwest as well. The center of the town was still in Kurdish hands, Abdurrahman said. Kurdish officials could not be immediately reached for comment. Since it began its offensive in mid-September, the Islamic State group has barreled through one Kurdish village after another as it closed in on its main target, the town of Kobani, also known as Ain Arab. The assault has forced some 160,000 Syrians to flee and put a strain on Kurdish forces, who have struggled to hold off the extremists even with the aid of limited U.S.-led airstrikes. Capturing Kobani would give the Islamic State group, which already rules a huge stretch of territory spanning the Syria-Iraq border, a direct link between its positions in the Syrian province of Aleppo and its stronghold of Raqqa to the east. It would also crush a lingering pocket of resistance and give the group full control of a large stretch of the Turkish-Syrian border. There is a sidebar. Feds, teen sought to join Islamic State, Dateline Chicago. A 19-year-old American left a letter expressing disgust with Western society for his parents before trying to board a plane in Chicago, the first step in his plan to sneak into Syria to join the Islamic State group, according to a federal criminal complaint released Monday. Mohammed Hamza Khan, a U.S. citizen who lived with his parents in the Chicago suburb of Bolingbrook, was arrested Saturday while trying to board a plane in Turkey, which borders Syria, at O'Hare International Airport. He is charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. Khan appeared in a federal court Monday in orange jail clothes, calmly telling a federal magistrate that he understood the allegations. Later, as marshals led him away in handcuffs, the slight, bearded young man turned to smile at his parents. Mark, over to you.
Thank you, Jeff. It is just a few minutes in front of quarter till. That would make it about 18 minutes till 9 o'clock. The 2014 Nobel Prize in